This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and I'm co-hosting today with Alex Jones. Alex is going to be joining us in this hour with a report about the TPP and the TTIP and the TPA. We've also got the TISA that came out this week. Is that confusing? It's meant to be confusing. Here's what you need to know. All of those together spell T-R-A-P. It's a trap, okay? Quite frankly, it's a trap. It's a trap that has been prepared for a very long time. We were talking in the last hour about the roots of this, about the Bilderberg Group. We have our reporters are headed there right now. We just played a report in the last segment that is filed by Rob Dew in a layover at the airport. Of course, they're on their way to Bilderberg. As we see, most people don't know what Bilderberg is. Most people don't know what any of those different acronyms are that are basically destroying our sovereignty, not only for the United States, but for the entire world. These are all tools of global consolidation, tools of global governance by multinational corporations. This is not about free trade. This is not about protecting small corporations that are domestic. This is about putting a few corporations who are writing these regulations in secret. It's about putting them in charge of everything. And it's not just simply about trade. This is about owning everything. And it's going to affect your health. It's going to affect your internet freedoms. It's going to affect the sovereignty of each individual nation. I want to cover a couple of stories before we go back to the Bilderberg Group, because some of the people who listen to the show, some of them are covering news during this segment. So I want to wait until all the radio stations are back. But I want to give you a sense of how, as they make what they do more and more secret, whether it's the Bilderberg Group or whether it's now these new trade partnerships, everything is kept secret, but they demand to know everything about you. Look at this article from the Washington Post about the FBI. Now, of course, we had the FBI's director, Comey, come out and say, well, you know, it's a good thing to have encryption, even though the government needs to have the ability to get around it, is what he said. So, yeah, go ahead and encrypt your stuff, but not for the government. Now we have the assistant director at the FBI's counterterrorism division, a man named Steinbach. And he came out with some very troubling, it's something that we already knew, quite frankly, but at least the candor is out there. And I think even the Washington Post was a bit surprised, raised a little bit of an eyebrow when they reported this. They say FBI official says companies should help us, quote, prevent encryption above all else, unquote. That's what the FBI's assistant director for FBI counterterrorism said. He says we need to build technological solutions to prevent encryption above all else. In other words, their highest priority is to be able to know everything about you. And we see this manifested in many different ways. We see this with the dragnet surveillance of the NSA. We also see it even with what's going on with Jade Helm. Jade Helm is about mastering the human domain. If you go back and look at what that phrase means, you see at conferences for the geospatial intelligence community, where that is the title of the presentation, mastering the human domain. How do they propose to do that? They will master you as an individual by knowing everything about you individually, about your name, your identity, your biometrics, then knowing who you know, knowing where you go, what you do, and putting all of those into a political context, putting them into a religious context, putting them into a racial context, profiling you in every way possible. A very dangerous thing, but that is the plan. That is where they are going with all of this. Now, again, listen to this other quote from Steinbach. Again, he is the assistant director of FBI's counterterrorism. He says, privacy, if it's above all other things, including safety and freedom from terrorism, is not where we want to go. No, they absolutely don't want to go to privacy. Go back and look at, since we're talking about consolidating the three different trade blocks of North America, Europe, and Asia, go back and look at the origins of all this. And that's what we're going to do in the next segment. Of course, Zbigniew Brzezinski, was the first director of the Trilateral Commission, another group like the Bilderberg Commission. It was based, his selection of this group that was founded by David Rockefeller was based on the book that he wrote, Between Two Ages. We're going to talk about how important it is to these people to know everything about you. We'll be right back.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder, another world, another time, his life was green and good, until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Sunday, June 7th, 2015. I am David Knight. Co-hosting with me today is Alex Jones. He's going to be breaking down the Trans-Pacific Partnership for you in just a moment. But we're going to go back. Before we go back to Alex, we're going to talk a little bit more about the history of the Bilderberg Group, because all these different organizations are now converging. It's very easy to see the grand plan now, even though the vast majority of the public is not paying any attention. That's why it's so important to have this information war. That's why it's so important for you to wake up others, to help to educate them. We see the incredible apathy. At the very bottom of this, what this really is a brave new world, as I pointed out at the beginning. It's really about the majority of people not knowing, not caring about the Bilderberg Group, not caring about the TPP, not caring about the TTIP or any of these partnerships or agreements that are creating a global governance. Their eyes just glaze over. They can't be bothered. Where does this all come from? It really is a brave new world at the very bottom. Of course, the people who do pay attention, they will get the iron fist of 1984. They will get the Orwellian treatment. But for most of the people, it really is about brave new world. Think about this summation of the brave new world that one party put out there. It's a system, they said, of social rewards for promiscuity and lack of commitment. Does that describe us today in America, in the West? The social media that you see out there, the television, the music videos, the movies that you watch, doesn't that summarize that? A system of social rewards for promiscuity and lack of commitment. In other words, unlimited sex and hedonism, but no family. Because remember, in Brave New World, they took away reproductive ability. That was handled by the state. They would dumb down some, and they would enhance others, but they kept control of that. The same thing is essentially a retelling with a technological spin of Plato's Republic. We saw this last week in that particular story that was up at InfoWars about the school, the Gaia Democratic School in Minnesota, that took these children to a pornography shop. And if you look at this, well, I looked at that study, that story, I looked at it and I said, well, why are the parents surprised that this would happen? Because it's all laid out there. If you go to their site and you look at what you the way they talk about what they're doing there, they talk about their philosophy, they talk about what Gaia means, and they are consciously referencing back to this pantheism, this paganism, this Gaia hypothesis that was put forth by James Lovelock. I remember when I took my family, it was 2001, we went to the UK, and came across this in so many different ways. Everybody was talking about Gaia at the time. I found it on magazines that were sitting on the train. We went to the Children's Museum, and as the kids were looking at things, we went up to the third floor. It was a play area, and they had this tape loop that was going there that was explaining Gaia to everyone. And essentially what it is it's an idea that the Earth is a living organism, an entity, a conscious single thing, like an individual. Humans are a virus. Humans need to be wiped out. So it's not only a kind of pantheism where God is in everything, but it's also an anti-human eugenics type of approach, kind of like the Georgia Guidestones. It also has that flavor to it. But you look at the faculty there, and you see that you've got people who are practicing witchcraft. You look at their summer program, and they've got a witch and wizard camp. Learn real magic and develop your skills in the magical arts. They've got people who are teaching there that are heavily into, as they put it, gender, women, and sexuality studies. That's where their degrees are. You've got the lady who was the teacher who took them to the adult bookstore there. She has a women's studies certificate from a community college. She is an HIV coordinator for a GLBTQ, that's gay, lesbian, bisexual, transsexual, queer youth drop. Now, when you look at this and you say, this is the principal of the school, when you look at Gaia and you look at this pagan, anti-human philosophy that underlines what they're doing there, why would you be surprised when they take your children to a adult sex toy store as part of a field trip? One of the children was just 11 years old. And, of course, she excuses that by saying, well, they're going through physical changes at that point in time. They are not ready to handle it mentally. That's the issue. That's why we have laws against pedophilia. That's why we don't do that sort of thing. Nevertheless, you've got in a very small school, it's a private school, they only have 25 students, you've got 9 families who are calling for her resignation. They're furious that she would do this without their permission. And yet you kind of have to ask, why didn't they research what was going on at the school? Let's not get smug about this. Let's ask, why don't we do the research as parents about what's going on where our children are being taught? Have you looked at the background of the people and the information that they're being taught in your school, where your children are going? Are you familiar with Common Core? Do you understand the basis of these schools that fall back on Thomas Dewey's philosophy? Look at B.F. Skinner's philosophy. Do you really understand this kind of psychological manipulation that they're conducting on your children? Because it quite frankly is a brave new school. That is the environment. What's interesting about the Gaia Democratic School is that they're so out front about it. They're unabashedly candid about what they're doing there, whereas it's typically hidden at the other schools. Pay attention to what's going on with your children. You need to understand what they're being taught. You need to understand how the school is defining an education. Many parents question, why can't Johnny read? That was the question. Well, that was never the intention of the government school. If you go back and look at Dewey, if you go back and look at B.S. Skinner, that was not the intention. It was not, its purpose was not to educate your child. Its purpose was not to give your child tools where they could become productive, independent thinkers. They didn't want to give them a liberal education in the terms of someone who is able to liberate themselves and think independently. They wanted them to be dumbed down, the deliberate dumbing down of America. Again, that's a book that we sell at Infowars.com. Charlotte Isherby pointed that out a long time ago during the Reagan administration with the new Department of Education. She was brought in as an educator, and she realized what the agenda was on the Department of Education. Of course, that had just been created by Jimmy Carter. It was less than 4 years old when Ronald Reagan became president. He ran one of the things when he was running was that he would shut down the Department of Education because the federal government should not be involved in education. This is something that should be handled at the local level at the very most, but it has to have parental involvements. But when she took a look at this, she understood, and she wrote a book about it with Phyllis Schlafly talking about the deliberate dumbing down of America. That was the purpose, a brave new world through brave new schools. That's the way they get this. Now, with people not paying any attention, with everything being kept secret, they have, over a period of decades, been able to pull their plan together. It's easy to see it now in the final stages. That's why it's easier for you to explain this to people who haven't been paying attention. You can now look in retrospect and see how this has worked out with the European Union, with the North American Union. And again, remember, it was less than a year ago that David Petraeus, who's gone to the last two Bilderberg groups, he'll probably be at the this one this year as well, David Petraeus said, well, what comes after America? That's easy, North America. He said, we're 20 years into the North American Union. They understand what this is about. They created NORTHCOM in 2002. What does NORTHCOM have jurisdiction over? Well, it has jurisdiction over the North American Union. It has jurisdiction over Canada, America, Mexico. This is something that's been going on for a very long time. We're going to go back and look at these documents that we reported on 6 years ago about what was happening at Bilderberg. And then we're going to talk about how that's reflected in the current trans-Pacific, transatlantic partnerships and the fast-tracked agreement that subverts our Constitution. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
What color are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. Co-hosting with me is Alex Jones. He's going to be breaking down the Trans-Pacific Partnership in a later segment. Right now, I want to go back into the history of Bilderberg. And, of course, we have our reporters on their way there now. We have Rob Dew and Josh Owens just filed a report. You can see that up on InfoWars from the airport, talking about where they're going and engaging people there at the airport, asking them if they know anything about Bilderberg, if they know anything about TPP, if they care. And, of course, the problem is people don't care. It's the apathy that is killing us. That's why it's an information war. Now, of course, if you want to support us, we could certainly use your financial support, but you could also support your health with Survival Shield X2. We have a sale going on right now, and it looks like it's going to sell out today. It's been moving very quickly. Likely this will be the end of it today. It looks like it might sell out. It's $10 off the usual price. It is now just $29.95 for a bottle. A few drops of this gives you a powerful dose of a key essential nutrient, iodine. And, of course, it's in a great form, nascent iodine. And this particular nascent iodine that we have comes from thousands of feet beneath the earth. We run radioactive tests on it before we accept it to make sure that it is pure, raw iodine and is not contaminated with anything else. Again, it's time to get prepared with Survival Shield X2 from InfoWars Life. You can find that at InfoWarsLife.com. It is $10 off per bottle, and they expect that to sell out today. Now, as I'd mentioned at the top of the hour, we have an FBI official who came out this last week and said, we're going to essentially stop encryption is what they really want to do. Let's just be honest about it. They don't want anybody to have any secrets from them. He said privacy, if it's above all other things like safety and freedom from terrorism, freedom, he gets the freedom in there, right, is not where we want to go. In other words, he doesn't want to go to privacy. You need to understand that if they take away your freedom in this trade-off, they'd like to tell you, there's a trade-off between security and liberty. No, there isn't any trade-off. If you give up your liberty, you become a slave by degree. Slaves are never secure. And if you want to go into maximum security, you know where you get that? In a prison. But that's the deal that they're giving you right now. And that's what they want to sell you above all else. That's what he says. They want to prevent encryption above all else. They want to prevent your privacy above all else. They want to know everything about you, while they do everything in secret. That's what this is all about. We saw this a long time ago in Zbigniew Brzezinski when he talked about, in his book, Between the Two Ages. He talked about a technotronic era. And he said the technotronic era is going to involve the gradual appearance of a more controlled society. Such a society would be dominated by an elite that is unrestrained by traditional values. Soon it will be possible to assert almost continuous surveillance over every citizen and maintain up-to-date, complete files containing even the most personal information about the citizen. This was written in 1970. This was 45 years ago he said this. That day is now. It's not coming soon. Now they can assert continuous surveillance over every citizen and maintain complete up-to-date files on the most personal information about the citizen. And they want to make sure that that stays that way. And then he finishes up with this from 45 years ago. He said, these files will be subject to instantaneous retrieval by the authorities. That's what the FBI is demanding. Now, he also said something else that was interesting 45 years ago in his book Between the Two Ages. Again, Zbigniew Brzezinski, if you don't remember, he was essentially the guy that ran the Carter White House. Carter was his man. He picked Carter. Carter was one of the founding members of the Trilateral Commission. Trilateral Commission is another one of these groups, like the Bilderberg Group. It was created in 1973, 3 years after this book that he wrote. That brought him to the attention of David Rockefeller, who created the organization. And again, one of the founders of that organization, one of the first founding members of that organization, was Jimmy Carter. He was handpicked by Zbigniew Brzezinski, and then he became the little public face of the Brzezinski administration, which is what we ought to call it, just as Nixon was the face of the Kissinger administration that followed it. He says, today we are, now this is going back to what Brzezinski wrote 45 years ago in this book, before the Trilateral Commission. He said, today we are witnessing the emergence of transnational elites. This was 45 years ago. He said, whose ties cut across national boundaries. It is likely that before long, the social elites of most of the more advanced countries will be highly internationalist or globalist in their spirit and outlook. The nation state is gradually yielding its sovereignty. Further progress will require greater American sacrifices. It's going to come out of America. We're the ones who are going to be taken down to let this global governance arise. He says more intensive efforts to shape a new world monetary structure will have to be undertaken, with some consequent risk to the present relatively favorable American position. Yeah, they come at us through economics and through currency. Going back to the Bilderberg Group's second meeting, 60 years ago. We saw these minutes released 6 years ago. And again, Paul Joseph Watson, one of our reporters who is on his way now to this year's Bilderberg in Austria, wrote this at the time, 6 years ago, when this was released by WikiLeaks. He said, in 2003, a BBC investigative team was allowed to access Bilderberg files, which confirmed that the EU and the euro were the brainchild of Bilderberg. So it's nothing new to have a secretive meeting between corporations and governments to create world governance. We can see that's now in the open with these trade agreements. The document outlines a plan. It says, quote, to arrive in the shortest possible time at the highest degree of integration, beginning with a common European market. That was their goal. That's from the minutes of the 1955 Bilderberg meeting. He said just 2 years later, in 1955, we saw the first incarnation of the European Economic Community, the EEC. It was comprised of a single market between Belgium, France, Germany, Italy, Luxembourg, and the Netherlands. The EEC gradually enlarged over the next few decades until it became the European Community. Then it enlarged again to become the European Union, officially created in 1993. So you see the pattern of gradual consolidation. Now, of course, their pattern of doing this is to consolidate regionally, then to consolidate those regions into a world governance. That's why we saw this being done in Europe, and then simultaneously it was being done in North America. The Trilateral Commission was set up to work on three different areas, North America, Europe, and Asia. What do we see now? We see that America, which has been the center where they put everything, the UN, all these different globalist organizations. We have a heavy presence in America. And, of course, America is now going to unite with Pacific countries and with the European countries, but doing so in a way that is going to give the corporations, the multinational corporations, that is, just a few multinational corporations, it is going to give them control over everything. So you can see the stepping stones of gradual consolidation. Going back again to the 1955 Bilderberg summary, they say it might be better to proceed to the development of a common market by treaty rather than by the creation of new high authorities. And we're going to talk when we come back about why these are treaties and why this fast-tracked authority, the TPA, that was just passed by the Senate that is coming up before the House, is a treacherous agreement that denies the process for approving treaties. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, you haven't really ever heard firearms manufacturers as sponsors on my syndicated radio show or the nightly news or the news website, Infowars.com, because the companies I've been approached by were not the highest quality, and they weren't as affordable as they should be, so I refused probably 30, 40 firearms manufacturers over the years. Well, then, About 6 months ago, we get contacted by Head Down Firearms, HDFirearms.com. Owned and run by a bunch of former Navy SEALs, special ops people. They're veterans, they're patriots, they're listeners of the radio show, and they want to support the broadcast. It's always about security, whether it's for yourself, your wife, your loved ones. Go to their website, HDFirearms.com. Buy right off their website, and they'll just send it to the FFL dealer of your choice. You can pick it up at the gun show, you can pick it up at a local sporting goods store. Whatever you do, get your Head Down Firearm today. The spirit of 1776 lives at Head Down Firearms. HDFirearms.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle, now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click ReadyMadeResources.com. Ready-Made Resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. Joining us in the next segment to explain the Trans-Pacific Partnership is going to be Alex Jones. In this segment, I want to talk a little bit about what we saw in terms of government officials being held captive, essentially, if you will. I guess we should call them really vassals. That's really kind of the appropriate analogy, I think. Because it really, if you go back and you think about the Magna Carta, think about Runnymede, what happened there? We had a situation there where the nobility came up to evil King John and said, we have this giant charter. That's what the Magna Carta was, a giant charter. They said, we are going to devolve power from the center. It was the beginning of the kind of democratic republics that we now have throughout the West, or that we have seen throughout the West. They have now essentially become vassals of these multinational corporations. And the reality is that just like the Magna Carta, power had already transferred away from King John to these few people in the nobility. In the same way, power has also transferred away from the governments that we have to the multinational corporations. They're able to write this, just like you had the nobleman write the Magna Carta and present it to King John and say, sign it. They didn't ask if he approved of it. They didn't ask him to read it. He wasn't going to be given the ability to amend it. They had the power. What they were seeking was the formal recognition of that transfer of power. And if you want to think about these partnership agreements, as I call them, that's precisely what they are. They're formal recognition of the fact that power has already passed to these multinational corporations. Hasn't it passed? I mean, they can come to these senators, they can come to congressmen of every nation, and they can tell them, you're not going to be able to tell anybody what you see in this thing. You can't make any notes and take these notes with you. They defy them to even talk about what they have written. And they have, with this fast-track trade agreement that ran through the Senate, they have put in process a procedure that is not going to be able to stop these agreements. So when they vote for the Trade Promotion Authority, the fast-track authority, they are, by proxy, voting for these partnership agreements, the transatlantic, the transpacific, and others that are going to come down the road, because this is going to last for 6 years. This is far broader than this, just the TPP and the TTIP. This is going to go for 6 years, and just this last week, we found out about yet another agreement. That's the TISA. That's the Transfer and Trade and Services Agreement. It's a new one, Trade and Services Agreement, the TISA. That's one I didn't even know about. It's hard to keep up with these things, and they're going to be coming fast and furious because they're going to be created by the executive branch, by Obama. They're going to be presented to the legislature, and here's how this process that the Senate has approved that still has to be approved by the House. But this is what the Senate approved last week. Typically, when a bill becomes law, it has to go through committees. So it can be stopped, it can be modified in committees before it goes to the floor. The leadership has a say as to whether or not it's going to go to the floor. It can be amended or stopped at any of these procedures. Not so with these agreements. Once these things are handed to the legislative bodies, they will have 45 days to send it to the floor. So they can make it quicker, but they can't take longer than 45 days, because if they don't put it on the floor for a vote in 45 days, it will go there automatically. They cannot stop it in committee. The leadership cannot stop it. It will go to the House floor. They will have 20 hours to debate it. They will not be allowed to have any amendments. And here's the key thing. It will pass forward with a simple majority vote of 51. Not with the 67 votes that would be needed for a treaty. So if you want to look at it, this TPA that was just passed in the Senate was an act of treason against the Constitution by the 62 senators who voted for it. And let's understand who voted for it, because I've seen a lot of criticism of senators unjustly, people unjustly criticizing Rand Paul, even criticizing us, saying, hey, you're criticizing this trade agreement, but you love Rand Paul because he voted for it. He didn't vote for this. He voted against the TPA. Some people have confused the two votes. There was a vote to stop the filibuster and go to a vote for the TPA. He voted for that, as did Senator Sessions and others. All the Republicans who were present voted for that. But there were at least five Republicans and many Democrats, people like Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, who spoke up against this. They voted against the Trade Promotion Authority, the fast-tracked authority. And this is what Senator Sessions has said. Now, he and Rand Paul were a couple of the only senators who even bothered to go down and look at what they could see at this current point from the trade representatives. He wrote yet another letter to Barack Obama. He says, on May 6th of this year, I sent you a letter regarding your request for Congress to grant you fast-tracked executive authority. So he just sent him this letter at the end of this last week. So he said, I'm including that again, and here are my concerns. He says, under fast-track, Congress transfers its authority to the executive and agrees to give up several of its most basic powers. Exactly. They're giving up the power to write legislation. They're giving up the power to amend legislation. They're giving up the power to fully consider legislation on the floor. They're giving up the power to keep debate open until Senate cloture is invoked, and most importantly, they are giving up the constitutional requirement that treaties receive a two-thirds vote. He gets to the point. He doesn't play around with words. He's one of the few people to come out and say, this is a treaty. It is a treaty. It's a lie to say that it is a trade agreement or a partnership. It is a treaty. And as such, the constitutional requirement is that you get a two-thirds vote. Good for Senator Sessions, Jeff Sessions, to say that. He says that, the latter, the fact that it is a treaty that needs a two-thirds vote, 67 votes. He said that is especially important since having been to the closed room to review the secret text of the Trans-Pacific Partnership, it is clear that it more closely resembles a treaty than a trade deal. And he says, fast track through Congress would be pre-clearing a political and economic union. Understand, political union, not just an economic union, a political union. He understands where this is going. He knows that this is a treaty. He knows that this is a political union, not simply an economic union. Before a word of that agreement has been made available to a single private citizen. That is key. Senator Sessions has gone to the core of the issue. This is like the Enabling Act that the Reichstag passed to essentially divest their legislative powers to Adolf Hitler. Our Congress has done the same thing to Obama in the area of these so-called trade agreements. They are more than trade agreements. As Senator Sessions pointed out, they are political and economic union. And our Congress, our Senate, has essentially signed what is the Enabling Act of the 21st century, saying we give up our legislative duties and responsibilities and powers to the dictator. In chief, the president. You will be able to do everything that we, under the Constitution, were supposed to do. The Reichstag, the German legislative body, surrendered all of its power to the executive. And that is precisely what this fast-track process is. You need to contact the House. This is on a fast-track to going through. He goes on to point out that it creates a new transnational commission that is chartered with a living agreement clause. He said under this new commission, the Sultan of Brunei would have an equal vote to that of the United States. And I would point out so would Monsanto and other multinational corporations. They would do that via the investor state court, the IS court, that kind of IS. It's another IS created by our government, not just the Islamic State. But now the investor state is coming after us as well. He says to adopt fast track is to agree to remove the constitutional protections against the creation of a global governance structure before those structures are even made public. This is what Senator Sessions says, one of the few people who has read the agreement, who has bothered to read the agreement. Remember, Orrin Hatch, when an amendment was offered in the Senate by Elizabeth Warren and others to make this public, Orrin Hatch shut it down. And when he was asked if he had read it, he says, no, I'll be one of the most interested people to see what's in that. He wasn't interested enough to go and actually look at it. Stay with us. When we come back, Alex Jones is going to break down the TPP for you. We'll be right back.
Jones here with InfoWarsLife.com Consumer Alert Report. Many of you are aware that around the world, most populations are woefully deficient in clean forms of iodine. The good news is our listeners over the past 2 years tried X2 Nascent Iodine and experienced it for themselves. The bad news is for the first time in more than a year, supplies at InfoWarsLife.com of Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine are running low. But what's even more serious is the supply of these deep earth crystals. That exclusive 999 pure source is proprietary and only available to InfoWarsLife.com, and that supply is running low and is in question. That's why it's more important than ever to secure your current and long-time supply of Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2 today. Available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found OnDeck Business Loans.
OnDeck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
OnDeck changed everything.
This company, OnDeck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000-plus in revenue? OnDeck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
OnDeck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
Extend your life with ExpandoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExpandoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExpandoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExpandoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExpandoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExpandoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExpandoVite.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
It's the time of the season.
Globalists are counting on us not getting upset. They're counting on our normal instincts to stand up against usurpation, against power. They are targeting our normal human instincts for survival, and they're turning them off. There's a lot of reasons for this, how we've been culturally engineered into this zombie trance-like state that even mainstream news and medical studies show the general public is in. I mean, if you play hours of video games every day, it literally kills areas of your cerebral cortex. That was in the London Telegraph and Associated Press just last week. And the reason I open this alert with that information is this. We are in red level crisis, okay? Earlier in the show, we broke down how the NRA has come out and pointed out the Federal Registry. That's where laws come from now, not from Congress, but magically out of Obama, that they're going to restrict any type of gun info you can imagine, plans, reloading, manuals, you name it. And you have to, quote, get permission before you can. And everybody starts going and getting permission, then they can start restricting it once they've set the precedent that people complied. So it's a major power grab, just like a land taking. If you can fence somebody's property off for 10 years and they can't stop you and they don't sue you, the land is yours. That's what they do with our rights under global common law. We don't stand up for ourselves, so we lose them. That's how these tyrants operate. So what I wanted to get to is the fact that only Rand Paul, and the media calls it bold and incredible and a risky move, gets up and demands Obama release the secret text of the TPP. We've already gotten two subsections. Draconian attacks on freedom of speech. Draconian internet takeovers. Make SOPA and CISPA look, you know, like nothing. Competition being shut down. Only globalists can operate. I mean, it's a nightmare. And we know there's gun control in there. Congress has warned that. The people that have been able to see it. People say, well, why doesn't Rand Paul just release it? He can't. You go into a locked room run by the Senate leadership. You can see it one page at a time. No photographs, no notes. That's how bad it is, folks. And I want WikiLeaks to release it all. They've had the whole thing for a long time. They've been doling it out. We're in a razor's edge fight against this thing. Here's the article out of The Hill. We have it blurred at Infowars.com. Rand Paul demands White House release trade deal text immediately. I'm a believer that we should read legislation before we vote for it. And in this world of deceit, that's a radical statement. That's a radical statement that the people be able to know what's going on. And they're not voting on the legislation itself, the global treaty. They're voting on just letting the president have unlimited power to do whatever he wants on the treaty, without ever being able to read the thousands of pages. But look how it ties in that article from earlier. NRA blogs says that gun blogs, videos, and web forums threatened by new Obama regulation to kill the information concerning the Second Amendment itself and the way it's written so broadly to maybe not even let you talk on air about the Second Amendment, period. That's how broad it is. And remember, they had the Fairness Doctrine before. The latest regulatory assault published in the June 3rd issue of the Federal Register is as much an affront to the First Amendment as is the Second, warned the NRA lobbying shop. Your action is utterly needed to ensure these online blogs, videos, and web forums devoted to technical aspects of firearms and ammunition not become subject to prior review of the State Department bureaucrats before they can be published. And remember, with Cody Wilson and the printable AR-15, he didn't go and sell printed AR-15s. He just put up for free globally, outside U.S. servers, how he made a system to print the magazine and to print the upper and lower receiver and other parts of an AR-15. And for that, they came after him. This is unprecedented.
Okay, we've lost audio there on that report. What Alex was doing was breaking down the article that we have on Infowars.com. Again, while he's coming back, hang on.
BBC's reported on others how they created the EU, created the NAU, created the TPP, and are now rolling it all out in front of us arrogantly, because if they're ever identified, then, ladies and gentlemen, they're not going to get away with all this. So the fact that they're about to force a vote in the UK on EU membership, the fact that all this is happening is very, very positive. But make no mistake, under Bilderberg-controlled TPP, Monsanto, you won't be able to label, and your country won't be able to keep the garbage out. That's what this is all about, is these corporations neutralizing national sovereignty, doing whatever they want, whenever they want. And finally, before I throw it back to David Knight here in the final segment on this Sunday edition, please support us and understand it's very expensive to send three reporters to Europe. It's very expensive to run this operation. It's very expensive to have the servers and to have the writers and the camera people and the customer service folks and the infrastructure and the legal and the electricity bills and breaking air conditioners. I mean, it cost me, I don't even want to tell you how much it costs to run this operation. To run this operation in New York City would cost about $150 million. We live in Texas, where it's a lot less expensive and where we can do a lot of things, so it costs a fraction of that. But let me tell you, it's a big nut to crack, and we so you stand at the heart of Infowars.com. Thank you for your support.
Again, that's breaking up, but as Alex is pointing out, support us as we send our reporters to Bilderberg. It's not cheap to do that. Right now we have a special where you can support your health as well with Survival Shield X2. We got it $10 off a bottle. That's going to sell out today, it looks like, at the rate it's been selling. Again, that's a way that you can support your health, provide for yourself, as well as support our operation here. We also have the Save America T-shirt, where you can inform those that you know about Title IV, Chapter 1 of the U.S. Flag Code. Tell them that it is a situation that we are under distress. We are under distress because our sovereignty is being attacked. Everything about this country is being sold out to a secretive multinational corporate cabal. Hey, just look at this article that we
back with us.
Okay, hang on. We're going to go back to Alex.
You all for your support, but whatever you do, stand up for the First Amendment and free speech worldwide and spread the word about InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. That's the real power we have is reaching out to others with this information. And that's why we're growing. It's why we're under attack. And that's what we're looking for is to get in the globalist face, to draw their political fire, to expose their positions so other people can understand what we're facing. Because business and politics and life is all war. We simply apply war using the weapon of the truth and history in the face of the globalist, and we're having a big effect. If more of you join us and get aggressive and break yourselves out of the trance, we can win and restore the republic. Alex Jones signing off for InfoWars.com. If you're watching or listening to this transmission, you are the resistance.
And again, that was Alex Jones, and the article he was talking about primarily was the one we have up at InfoWars.com. Rand Paul demands the White House release trade deal text immediately. He says, I believe we ought to be able to read the legislation before we vote on it. Remember when everybody talked about Obamacare, and Nancy Pelosi said, well, we have to pass the bill so we can find out what's in it? Now we've got Obama trade. Same situation, except that not only do we have to pass it to find out what's in it, we know that they're going to change it endlessly once it does pass. We know that our representatives are not going to be able to amend the bill once it's presented, but after it is done, this international trade regime will be able to bring in other countries that are not currently in it. They will be able to add things to it, to change things to it, ad infinitum, to infinity and beyond. It's important for us to be there. Let's take a look at what happened last year when we went to Bilderberg. Of course, what we saw was Ed Balls, who was the British shadow chancellor of the Exchequer. Again, that's the power. The Labour Party was out of power at the time, so they come up with a shadow cabinet. Chancellor of the Exchequer is equivalent to the Secretary of the Treasury here in the United States. So he's the guy that's all about the money. So he shows up to one of the gates, and InfoWars caught him when he was looking for his credentials that he didn't have. He had to open up his suitcase. And what was in his suitcase? Take a look at this video right here. As you can see him at the gate, he opens up the suitcase. We got very close to this. And as he opens this up, you see that the entire suitcase is filled with documents. Now, this is a guy who supposedly supports the labor agenda, okay, the workers. But this is about corporate sellout. Just like we had the article at the end of this week, had TPP emails show a CEO joking about making royalty payments to U.S. officials. Of course, it was a joke, but it isn't really a joke that they get royalty checks from these guys. Okay, this is how they roll this out. It's why it's important for us to be there so that people can see the corruption. They tell everybody, oh, it's just we're just getting together with friends. We're just nothing important that we're talking about. And yet, look at this, an entire suitcase filled with paperwork. It's interesting to note that Ed Balls was the highest ranking official who lost in this last election in the UK. Maybe that had something to do with it, the embarrassment of it. But prior to that, at the previous Bilderberg, Paul Joseph Watson confronted Ed Balls when he and Alex Jones were at the BBC, and this is how that exchange went.
Hi, Ed. I'm Paul. Hi. Nice to meet you.
Hi, how are you?
What did you talk about? Bilderberg?
Yeah. Come on.
Breaking your ministerial code. Give us a word, Ed, please.
Breaking the ministerial code?
Yeah.
I'm not a...
Meeting with secret private meetings.
I'm not a minister.
Yeah, but
that's fine. He's not a minister.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Alex Jones 24-7 listen line?
It's easy.
Just punch in 1-605-562-6120. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 1-605-562-6120. Now you can listen to Alex Jones when you want.
Bookmark the Alex Jones 24-7 listen line number today.
1-605-562-6120. 1-605-562-6120.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy. copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.